Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Today is Tuesday, a little proof of life. Tuesday, the 16th of November. Lots of things coming up fast. My wedding this weekend. Wayne Root will no longer be a free man. Thanksgiving coming up in less than 2 weeks. And Christmas on the way. New Year's. And while all that's happening, it's the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that has me most worried now. I wasn't ever worried. You know why I wasn't worried? Because it was a white guy shooting white people. How is that going to upset Black Lives Matter and liberal activists across America? How are they going to stir up riots when a white guy shot white guys? What's racist about that? But oh no, he shot white guys during a BLM rally. So all over America, Democrats are urging and inspiring and stirring the straw to get riots started as soon as this guy gets found innocent. And he will get found innocent because he didn't do anything. He didn't do a damn thing wrong. He shot in self-defense. They were trying to kill him. It's really amazing. But it's all part of the narrative. What's going on? Don't you see? The latest polls are out. Joe Biden is falling faster than Hindenburg. Joe Biden is down to nubs. There's nothing left in the way of Biden's support. And a famous Democrat, advisor, is now saying, a former Clinton advisor, that the GOP might pick up 70 House seats next year. 70. He says most Democrats will be wiped out after the 2022 elections. This is a Democrat talking. Majority of Democrats left, it would be an entire party just of blacks and Latinos. There are no white people left for the Democrat Party. The GOP in polls has a 13-point lead. In the generic congressional poll, it was 10 last week. We picked up 3 points in a week. A 13-point lead. That's a wipeout. Remember that song from the 1960s? Ah, wipeout! That's a wipeout! There's not going to be anything left of the Democrat Party. But they don't care. I see it clearly. You can see it with Kenosha. The rioting that's ready to start there with Black Lives Matter, ready to burn the city down. Because a white guy shot white guys. They're looking for any excuse to burn America down. Any excuse to destroy the economy. Any excuse to divide the country and make us hate each other. They don't care that they're going to be wiped out. They've already made the calculation, Democrats, that they're going to be wiped out in 2022. So their goal is to destroy the nation faster so 2022 doesn't matter anymore. Don't you see what's happening? My God. It is a disaster. Of epic proportions. They're destroying the country by the minute. Your gas bill when you fill up your car, your home heating bill, the inflation, the supply chain problems, the open borders. They're letting everybody in who's sick with COVID to make you sick and me sick. And then how about the COVID mandates? They're destroying this country and defunding the middle class and defunding the working class. They don't want anybody to have a job left by 2022. So it won't matter if we win everything in 2022. The country is finished. So what are we going to do about it is the question. I mean, this kind of sums up everything going on. Three courageous nurses walk away from their jobs at a Catholic hospital because the Catholic hospital denied their religious exemptions. Can you imagine? It's actually funny. It should be a Saturday Night Live routine. It's like Catholics hate nuns now. You can't have a religious exemption. Can you imagine a nice Catholic-based nurse denied a religious exemption to the COVID jab in a Catholic faith-based hospital? Because the Catholic Church is riddled with communists. The United States government riddled with communists. Congress riddled with communists. The judiciary riddled with communist judges. And Biden, by the way, we thought Trump was really good at appointing judges, federal judges. He appointed the most, the fastest in history, conservative judges all over the federal bench. But it turns out Joe Biden is just as good as Trump. He's got, you know, he probably walked in with that goal. I've got to beat Trump. We've got to figure out how to name as many communist judges as we can to wreck the United States of America. And Lord knows the three appointed by Trump to the Supreme Court are all freaking traitors. Traitors to the Republican conservative cause. Traitors to our conservative roots. Excuse the pun. So, you know, there's slight insanity, slight sanity there, but nothing great. We got nothing great on the Supreme Court, and we have a federal judiciary littered with communists, and a college school system littered with communists, and a public school system littered with communists, and Hollywood littered with communists, and social media, Silicon Valley, littered with communists. We are surrounded by communists, and the arrows are hitting us in the back. So, yeah, we're going to win by 70 seats. Yeah, we're going to win by a landslide. Of course we are. Nobody votes Democrat anymore. They know that, and they don't care. They're hell-bent. It's like if a kidnapper has 50 policemen on his tail. He's never going to get away. He's in a high-speed chase with 50 police cars behind him and cops ahead of him setting up you know, those spike chains across the highway. He knows he's a dead man. So his goal is going to be to take out as many as he can. Let me see how many policemen I could kill along the way. Because up ahead on the road, I'm dead anyway. So he'll stop his car at a police station and walk in with a machine gun and kill as many people as he can. That's what the Democrats are doing. They know they're dead as a doornail next year. So they got to destroy everything and anything in their path. Burn it all. Burn it all. They're like the Japanese in World War II, flying into ships, kamikazes. These are suicide bombers. The Democrat Party is suicide bombing the United States of America because they know they can't win. So they're going to take as many of us out as they can on the way to the end of their lives, at least their political lives. Can you imagine the day that a Catholic hospital denies religious exemptions for Catholic nurses? It's so sick. I mean, is there any way anyone can make a case that nurses are not like the most wonderful people in the world? Even the liberal ones. I mean, I hate liberals, but even the liberal nurses are nice. They go to work every day. They work long hours. They start early. They finish late. They wear masks all day. Oh, my God. They wear suits, you know, that look like spacesuits to go into, you know, COVID wards. They look like they're headed to Mars in their spacesuits. And at the height of COVID, I mean, they were risking their life every single day. It's like it was almost only a matter of time before they would die. They were ticking time bombs. And when you realize you're forcing them to quit their jobs, the three nurses leave behind a legacy of faith, love, and compassion. Their supervising nurse shared their heartbreaking testimony about their firing on social media. Today was the saddest day of my 33-year nursing career. And by the way, can you imagine? She's been a nurse for 33 years. How many people died? Well, how many nice people died under her care? And yet this is the saddest day of her 33-year nursing career. Religious exemptions were denied. These wonderful ladies were three of the many healthcare workers who followed their conscience and will be losing the jobs they love. I have been blessed to work alongside these ladies for many years and have learned so much from them. They are my heroes. Not because they fearlessly stepped up to the plate for their hospital and patients during the initial COVID crisis, but because they're willing to give up their livelihoods to be true to themselves, regardless of opinion regarding vaccines. This is the definition of courage. An example of professional commitment, these ladies train their own replacements with love and patience had left their apartment in spotless condition. There was no bitterness, just tons of sadness and tears with patients and colleagues of all, who all comprised the family created by these special people. Like many healthcare workers who chose not to vaccinate, their reasons and stories are diverse. However, what they share is a faith in God that's unshakable. That faith permeated our department and taught me so much, and reminded me that the most important job we have in our lives is to help our children and the people we love get to heaven. I thank them for teaching me something new about God and the Bible every day, and for trying to help me get perhaps a little closer. The Bible tells us that good things come from bad, and I know God has this. I trust He will put us all exactly where we're meant to be. He always does. I pray for all workers being displaced by these mandates, as well as their colleagues who are left behind. And I will continue to pray for our country, that nobody will ever be forced to make these choices again. God bless these brave women who will be looking for new jobs and possibly entirely new careers. Their story is not unique. It's a religious persecution, but here it's a religious persecution happening in a Catholic hospital. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Under the guise of protecting the community from a virus, you're not protecting anybody from anything. CDC data shows Americans, regardless of age group, far more likely to die of something other than COVID-19. Even in the most heavily impacted group, 85 years of age and older, only 13% of all deaths since February were from COVID. I mean, it's just, this is all crazy. None of it makes any sense. And we're not even counting the amount of deaths from people who die from the vaccine. I've got so many stories to tell you about that when we get back. So many new studies are in and stories are in. This vaccine is a killer. No, not COVID. The vaccine is a killer. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root with facts.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we all await the Rittenhouse, the Kyle Rittenhouse jury verdict. I think everybody watched the entire trial, or at least saw highlights of it, believes he will be found innocent of all serious charges. And that could lead to rioting all over the United States. But I don't know that to be true. I never believed that until today. I had so many friends and fans warning me for days that this is going to break out into rioting in major cities all over the United States. And I kept thinking, what are they talking about? It was a white guy shooting white people. What's the rioting going to be about? But see, it happened during a BLM riot, right? And they're saying if a white guy can get away with this, liberals are saying, if a white guy can just shoot people at a BLM rally, innocent people, which is not true. They were chasing him and trying to kill him. If a white man could shoot innocent people at a BLM rally, BLM protest, BLM riot, well, then a white supremacist can get away with murdering a black person anywhere in America. Somehow they've made this up, and they're turning this into another one of their famous Democrat scams. To rile up, I guess, both black people and white liberals, who are the real problem in this country by far, white liberals. They're the big problem. They're the ones causing all the problems. White guilt. The white guilt of white liberals, white stupid liberals, most of whom are book smart, but have zero common sense and are pathetically guilty that they were born white. And just want to give the country away and make sure that, you know, nobody ever gets a job again as white. Nobody appears in a TV commercial as white. Nobody appears as a star in a TV show as white. Nobody keeps their job who's white. Nobody who's a Republican conservative is allowed to stay in the military. They're all going to be classified as white extremists. If you're white and Republican, you're a white extremist. They want white people protesting against critical race theory to be counted by the FBI and the DOJ as criminals and domestic terrorists. I mean, you just can't believe what's happening in this country. And I pin all of it on white liberals. They are the most pathetic people in the world, and they're ruining this country. Just sad. So sad.
Let me mention my book, because I think my book is the only way to hit back on these people. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I don't believe politicians care about protests or letters or phone calls. I mean, I wouldn't stop making them. I think it's good that you let them know how you think, but I'm telling you, it doesn't make a difference because, you know, they don't worry about things like this. They're in office for 6 years if they're a senator, if they're a governor, 4 years, if they're a congressman, 2 years, and they only care about the money they get from the lobbyists and the lawyers and the big fat corporations and big pharma. And by the way, that's the reason all the politicians are for the vaccine, because they've been bribed with massive contributions by big pharma. You know, you got to understand what it's like to be a congressman. You dial for dollars all day, something like 5 hours a day, in a concrete structure with no windows. That's a building across the street from the house. That's right. That's what your congressman does all day. Dial for dollars. And, you know, each individual like you and me giving them $10, $20, $5, $100, it's meaningless compared to a corporation that writes you a check for $500,000. So when you get a check for $500,000 from a corporation and they tell you, we're big pharma, we're only going to give you this money if you support our drugs, of course they support their drugs. Nobody ever goes against someone who gives them a $500,000 check. There's no such thing. I don't know if that's ever happened in history. You know, I'm guessing people like Rand Paul and, I don't know, some of the congressmen I like, Louis Gohmert, there's a few of them. The few that I like probably don't ever get a penny from Big Pharma. So they're free to speak up against the vaccine and the vaccine mandates. But anybody who takes the $500,000 is now effectively bribed and muzzled. You can't talk against Big Pharma once you took their $500,000. That's the same thing with the media. The whole media survives on billions in ad revenue from Big Pharma. So they're not in a position to do a story on the vaccines. They can't say something bad about the vaccines because Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, they'd come back tomorrow and say, guess what? You did a story against vaccines. We're never advertising with you again. So I've got all the offending companies in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and the name of their CEO and the name of their board of directors and their email address and their phone number and their social media address, so you can go after them. Attack, attack, attack. You can go after them now, and it's easy to go after them. You know who they are. You know how to reach them, phone number, email, physical mailing address, social media address. You know how to get these people and let them know that we're boycotting them and protesting them and striking them, and we're not going to buy their stuff anymore until they stop supporting liberal causes and liberal politicians and social justice and Black Lives Matter and transsexual education in the classrooms and no voter ID while they're demanding vaccine passports. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, Amazon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is continuing deliberations in Kenosha, Wisconsin tonight. The judge telling the jury they can go as late as they'd like. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Roots on Fire, sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty, you know that they are my CBD company here at Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
But guess what? They have a new product as well. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. 99.9% of people don't. But Sons of Liberty has been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. You heard me, a spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and it tastes amazing. I just got mine today. It just came in the mail today. Thank you, Sons of Liberty. And so I'm going to take it right away this weekend, and I'm so excited to try a spray vitamin. Never used a spray vitamin in my life. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with the great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. And only for my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com. It's offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 and get 15% off. All right, our guest is here, Joel Gilbert, because I want to talk about what is happening and what could happen with this Rittenhouse trial, this Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And the problem I'm having, Joel, before I say hi to you, I just want to set the plate.
Yeah.
The problem I'm having is that it's a white guy shooting white people. So why is this suddenly turned into a racist issue? And why are Black Lives Matter activists threatening to burn the country down again? And why are major cities around the country preparing for riots? Police, I understand, everywhere, including right here in Las Vegas, are scared to death and preparing for major riots. It was a white guy shooting white people. How did it become racist and social justice and Black Lives Matter? It's got nothing to do with a single black life. So we've got Joel Gilbert with us, investigative journalist, filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax. This is another hoax. Unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. So this is a really strange one. There should be no riots. What is there to riot over? White guys shot white people.
Well, the term white supremacist is used by the left to simply smear anybody that opposes the radical socialist agenda. So you can be white as snow, and if you're against socialism, against radicalism, against child tax credits, it's all white supremacy. That's your generic term. Even, Biden called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist from the get-go. So that's their generic term. It's all this anti-racism agenda, which, as you said, started with the Zimmerman case. The difference of the Zimmerman case, of course, was the police actually investigated for 3 weeks and exonerated Zimmerman completely. It was only, as I showed in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, when Ben Crump showed up with a fake witness that they were able to get the thing to trial. The difference now today is total rush to judgment. Anytime there's any incident, prosecutors are afraid of the lynch mob, and they charge Kyle Rittenhouse, for example, within 48 hours, even a gun charge that didn't even stick because he was allowed to have that gun. We know other cases like Garrett Rolfe in Atlanta with the Rashard Brooks shooting, charged with no investigation whatsoever. Derek Chauvin also charged with no investigation. And then the prosecutors show up a year later and try to prove these charges, which often don't stick and don't stand because they were never investigated in the first place. So we have a whole lynch mob judicial system now. And the bigger issue is how the juries are being intimidated. I said on the Chauvin trial, people were protesting outside. Ben Crump was there. The jury had a choice. The choice was
guilty or die, right?
No, guilty or I'm a dead man walking.
Right.
So they chose guilty. So I think the judge has actually been kind of tough on the prosecutors in the Rittenhouse case. I think it might work against him because the jury is going to think, well, maybe the judge will throw it out. Maybe there's a good appeal. Maybe let the appeals court handle it. And they might choose guilty just out of sheer intimidation.
Right. Well, listen, I've argued for a long time now that the whole 2020 election was influenced by judges and juries scared to death. Well, there was no jury. It never got to a jury. It was just judges scared to death that anyone who overturned the election, their home would be burned to the ground. They wouldn't even leave the courthouse. They'd kill them in the courthouse. They'd assassinate them in shopping in the supermarket by their house. They'd burn their house down. They'd kill their children. There was no judge with the balls, the cojones, to overturn a presidential election that Democrats Democrats won, because we all know the violence that would have ensued. And by the way, even if the judge didn't die, even if his kids didn't die, if any of that didn't happen, he'd be blamed for the whole nation being burned to the ground. You'd be in Wikipedia and encyclopedias for the rest of your life as the judge who overturned an election. So nobody wanted to be that judge. It was total judge intimidation.
Right. Look, the whole society now is permeates with this. Think of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was moved from Atlanta to Denver. Why? Because they were accused, this could be racist, the Georgia law about election integrity might be racist, so the Major League Baseball chooses the path of least resistance. We can just get rid of this problem and move it to Denver, and we don't have to spend 6 or 8 months or years being accused of being racist. Permeates all over society. I just looked at the American Express homepage for the credit cards. There's 6 women, 3 are African-American, 2 are Asian, and 1 is Hispanic. Now, I thought white gals used credit cards, too. But they're
how about white men?
Also, you'd think they did. But everyone's just intimidated with this anti-racism agenda on every level. We're seeing in the schools and in the courts where you accuse somebody of white supremacy and everybody runs the other direction. And it's affecting society on every level. And it really started with the Zimmerman case, which I covered in my film, and Black Lives Matter was founded upon that, and it just went from incident to incident to Ferguson, Missouri, where, all these different cases through the George Floyd case, where there's this rush to judgment, the charges really shouldn't stick. I think what Kyle Rittenhouse showed is just remarkable resilience in response to those, I call them lynch mob prosecutors. It was almost comical. The prosecutor said, "Why did you fire your weapon?" Rittenhouse said, "Because he was attacking me and kicking my face in." Another doozy was the guy in the mob who later had the Glock in his face that got shot in the arm was tracking him down with the mob, and he's on video, and he says to Rittenhouse, "Did you shoot that guy?" And Rittenhouse says, "No." So the prosecutor says, "Why did you lie to the guy chasing you about shooting someone?" And Rittenhouse says, "Because I was being chased by a mob." So this is how ridiculous it is. And what's going to happen is I talked to the forewoman in the Zimmerman case, and she said the law comes down to did Zimmerman feel at the moment he pulled the trigger that his life was in danger? Whether it was or not, did he feel that way? And all these cases are going to come down to that. Even the Ahmaud Arbery trial, it's going to come down to when Ahmaud Arbery was running through.
Right, that's the black guy who was shot dead in the street, and 2 white guys claimed that he was a burglar or something, and of course he said he was, his family said he was just out jogging that day in an Atlanta suburb, right?
Well, right, correct. Now here's the new concept. The new concept of the left is if you provoke someone, they have a right to murder you, and you lose your right to self-defense. So no matter how, and let's say that Kyle Rittenhouse was annoying them, if he hadn't showed up, if he hadn't been on the street with his gun, these people would be alive. They did the same thing in the Trayvon Martin case. They said if George Zimmerman hadn't left his car, none of this would have happened. Therefore, he lost his right to self-defense. So it's a whole provocation thing now. Let's say in the Ahmaud Arbery trial case, they were trying to make a citizen's arrest. Now, there are certain laws about a citizen's arrest. Now, that's extremely annoying if someone is trying to arrest you and maybe you didn't do anything wrong,
right.
But you don't have a right to murder the person. But according to the prosecution in the Rittenhouse case and all these other cases, if you provoke someone by showing up, by wearing a gun, by annoying them, then you lose your right to self-defense because you provoked it. So the whole provocation theory is now permeating the justice system. If you provoke someone, you don't have a right to say, "What did I do to provoke them?" Well, you showed up. That's what happened with Rittenhouse.
Well, I heard, if I'm not mistaken, and we're talking to Joel Gilbert, who is an investigative journalist and filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax. Yeah, we're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. If I'm not mistaken, the prosecutor said that Kyle Rittenhouse lost his right to self-defense the moment he bought a gun. What? Guns are legal in America. We have a Second Amendment. You could buy a gun and you could self-defend yourself with that gun. Where do they get off saying things like this?
This is the new, they don't have a legal theory, so it's more of an emotional theory. Well, you provoked him. You made him mad. You had a gun, and you made him feel a certain way. It's about the feelings. So, therefore, you provoked him, and if you provoke someone and they try to steal your weapon to kill you, you lost your right to self-defense. That's where it's at. Now, it shouldn't hold up with a jury, but a jury who's looking for an excuse not to be killed by the mob might just go with that and say, well, let the appeals court work it out. Why should I stick my neck out here?
It's really crazy. Rush to judgment by... And you know what's funny? I mention this on the show all the time, Joel, that when I was a kid growing up, if you saw a guy with a police uniform and a badge and a gun, I was immediately, that's a Republican, that's a conservative, that's a patriot. And you saw a general with all kinds of stripes and stars and awards on his chest, that's a Republican conservative. And when you see a prosecutor with a crew cut and a beautiful suit and tie, that's a conservative. And it's not true anymore. You see people with all kinds of badges and guns, and they represent the FBI, and they represent police chiefs, and they're prosecutors, and they're against us.
Well, I think a large portion of them, it's a career. They're going along to get along, and it's a path of least resistance. That's the policy. It's coming out of Washington. It's coming out of D.C. It's coming out of the mayor's office. This is what they want. So most people just kind of go along, unfortunately, and that's how you end up with tyranny.
Yeah, well, we've got tyranny. There's no question about it. I believe Democrats know they're going to get killed next year. And I don't mean killed like murdered. I mean they're going to lose their political careers. It's going to be an all-Republican nation next year. And so they're trying to destroy the country before it ever gets to the ballot box. They're doing as much damage as they can. So it won't even matter if we win 70 seats next fall. It won't matter because the country is destroyed at that point. That's what they're trying to do. Jam it all in as quick as they can and burn the cities to the ground. Joel Gilbert, we got to run. Investigative journalist, filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax, friend of the show. Thanks, Joel. God bless. I hope this does not turn into riots around the country.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
My fans come up with the most brilliant stuff. Jed sends an email and says, I haven't heard any talk about this yet, but I'm willing to bet at some point soon you'll start hearing it suggested that a vaccine passport should be required to vote. That's voter ID, Democrat style. Isn't that funny? I, Wayne Root, have been fighting for voter ID. Fighting for voter ID my entire life. And now they're going to tell me I can't vote, not because I don't have ID, but because I don't have passport proof that I have not taken, you know, that I have or have not taken the COVID shot. This is crazy. This is pure insanity. But it's even more insane than that. Listen to this email from Deborah. Hi, Wayne. Just wanted to give you an update. I told you my daughter was fired recently by the American Lung Association for not taking the jab. The three people left in her office that took the jab all came down with COVID and also shared it with a coworker at another office. My friend's daughter, who's a nurse, took the jab in September to keep her job. She just tested positive for COVID. My son-in-law has just tested positive for COVID after being exposed by a fully vaccinated person who got COVID. These jabs are really working, aren't they? Just more positive reinforcement not to get the jab. Seems the jab makes you more susceptible to getting COVID. Hope you have a wonderful evening, Deborah. Folks, it's going on. Everywhere in America, it's going on. Everywhere. People who are vaxxed are giving COVID to people who are unvaxxed. People who are vaxxed are getting COVID. People who are vaxxed are giving COVID to other people who are vaxxed. It's the single stupidest idea in history is, oh, the way to stop COVID is to vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic, which never works, which causes the germ to mutate, which causes it to get far worse. But that's only one aspect. The second dumbest thing in the world is to say, oh, you can't come in this restaurant unless you are vaccinated. You can't come in this bar unless you're vaccinated. You can't come in this nightclub unless you're vaccinated. You can't come in this convention unless you're vaccinated. You can't go to the Raiders football stadium, Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, unless you're vaccinated. Because now you're allowing all the people who are vaccinated, and vaccinated people get sick all the time with COVID, and vaccinated people are carriers of COVID, and they're carrying a higher viral load, every study proves, than non-vaccinated people. If you wanted to stop the spread of COVID, all you'd have to do is stand outside the stadium or the bar or the restaurant and give everyone an instant COVID test. And if you're negative, you're allowed in. If you're not, you're not allowed in. Nobody would ever pass COVID on to anybody else. If you had an entire stadium of people with negative COVID tests, you'd have no more COVID. You could end COVID right there. But to allow everybody in, and without masks, ironically, because they're vaccinated, isn't ending COVID. It isn't slowing COVID. It's ensuring that the people in the room get COVID. Because vaccinated people carry COVID in higher levels than unvaccinated. In their nose, high levels of virus. I mean, this is madness. And that's why everybody who's vaccinated is getting sick. The vaccine doesn't stop you from getting sick. It doesn't stop you from being contagious. It doesn't stop you from spreading COVID. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service. VPN, virtual private network, get it? That uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, internet service provider, collect and use your private information without your knowledge. They track your history of where you go on the internet. Do you want everybody to know where you go? Shh, I know your secret. But not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month for privacy. Use the code WARD, get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. I was telling you about chaos in Kenosha. As a jury deliberates the outcome of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, tensions are rising in Kenosha. Protesters have gathered outside the courthouse. Chants calling for Rittenhouse to be found guilty have broken out. I mean, we believe in mob justice now. If Kenosha doesn't get it, shut it down, chants outside the courthouse as Rittenhouse trial nears conclusion. Black Lives Matter protesters outside the courthouse this morning with chants referencing Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum as the jury deliberates here in the Rittenhouse case. So they're just cruising for a bruising. They want riots. They want the country to be burned to the ground. They know they're about to lose everything they got. Democrats are going to lose everything in 2022. It's going to be the worst slaughter in the history of House elections and Senate elections. We're taking every race. So they figure, why not burn the country down between now and then? Let's just destroy it. They're suicide bombers. That's what Democrats are, suicide bombers, trying to burn down everything in their way because they know they're dead men anyway. Politically now we're talking. They know their entire party is dead politically. Finished, kaput. Because now that everyone knows what they really believe in, nobody's a Democrat. Certainly not a single white working human being in America is a Democrat. And I think they're losing a lot of blacks and a lot of Hispanics. Legal Hispanics in the country legally who came here and did it the right way. Do not like illegal aliens. Do not want illegal aliens in. And they're starting to vote Republican.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.